Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
we can't change what we are.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Be with you when I feel like it, okay? Now I feel like it.
All right.
When you're darn good and ready.
Interesting day, interesting time. Not a lot going on. We've certainly had things in the last few days going on we wish hadn't gone on. But it's kind of slow now. So, since there's not much in the news people have decided to harp on things like some of Melania Trump's speech sounded like some of the words in Michelle Obama's speech, and I went and read those similarities, and yeah, there were some words that were the same. But I think what people forget is when Bill Clinton not only became president when he was running for president, I read an article where some of his advisors had to get him in a room and say, listen, we know you admire and your idol is JFK. But they pointed out that he did a thing with his finger. That he was doing that and that he put his hand in his suit or sport coat pocket, just like with a thumb out, just like JFK. And they told him that people are noticing this. It's like you're trying to copy JFK. So forever and ever and for, you know, decades and whatever, I think people have said, if I were running and right now I said these words, America is the greatest country in the world. I promise you that same sentence was in somebody's speech. And they go, yeah. He copied somebody else. Or if I said, we have some problems in America that can be fixed. This is a great country, but it's not perfect. And it never will be perfect, but we could make it better. You know what? Maybe I should run. That's a pretty good speech, actually.
Yeah.
But they could find that, those words, somewhere. But enough. Did I welcome people? Did I say good afternoon?
I don't know.
Let me try. Know. Good afternoon, everybody. We're glad you're with us. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
I made something up, and I'm not sure what it means.
Well, go ahead.
It's the start of a speech. Fourscore.
Oh, my.
Oh, man, I started choking. 4 score and 7 years ago.
You should have just stopped it.
I know. I should have just stopped it
there. Do you know what a score is?
No, I don't.
Why did you write that?
I don't
know. Why did you make up a saying and you don't even know what it means?
I don't know. I was watching the ball game last night and the Cardinals scored.
Pian knows what it means because he probably just now looked it up.
No, I didn't look it up.
And do you know that I have known most of my life what it means, and right now for the life, look it up, score. How many years is a score? I want to say.
Oh, like a.
I want to say it's 10, but
is
that's
a decade.
Decade.
Yeah.
20.
Oh, it's 20. So 4 score and 7 years ago would be, hang on. 4 score, and a score is 20 years.
20,
so 4 score and 7 years ago would be
187
years. 187
years.
Now, I came up with 487.
Oh.
I guess I was wrong.
Oh. No, you're right,
but
because I forgot to carry
that speech
something.
You wrote. Why did you write that four score? What's the rest of? Is that all you have?
No, yeah, that's all I have.
Four
I
score.
Just kinda,
now,
four
but you had to have a reason
years ago
for picking that timeline.
Today.
What happened four score and 7 years ago, and you don't even know what a score is? How could you write that? I think what you've done is dumb.
No.
I'd say pitch it. It's never going to go anywhere.
All right.
Get rid of it. Start
okay.
over.
Yeah,
start from
right.
scratch. It is day two of the Republican convention. Not a political show, but folks, we have to talk about things that are just funny and things that everybody is talking about and observe, and your take on it and our take on it. And I know that people say, well, this is day two. And it is, but to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June? Another
He's ready.
Sleepy, dusty Delta day.
July 19th. I do not believe there is a single human being who can disagree with what I'm about to say. This is not a political statement at all. This is just a fact. I believe Melania Trump may be the most beautiful woman I have ever looked at.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I can't. When People Magazine does the most 10 most beautiful, and then they name sexiest man or 10 most beautiful women, I don't believe Melania Trump was in there. Well, then they're out of their minds. Oh, my goodness, is she good looking.
And you look, did you look at her eyes? Because my girlfriend Sandy noticed this and said, look at her eyes.
How can you have a girlfriend? You're married.
Oh, well, I know. I do. But I have
you,
many
man.
Things. Yeah, thanks.
I'd like to have a girlfriend.
She noticed, said that Melania Trump's eyes kind of look like Christie Brinkley eyes. Like when she was in.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. Your girlfriend's stupid.
Oh.
I don't think. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Sandy, I like you a lot, but.
That's not right.
I don't see Christie Brinkley there at all. And she's not stupid. I'm kidding.
No, I did. I saw it. I saw it.
Now, let me read you. Let me read you an interesting. This is really an email. This was sent to me by a listener, and she's female. And I'm not. Her first name is Kristen. That's all I'm going to tell you. Here's her email that I read this morning that came to me. She says, watch Melania's speech in high definition. When she leans forward, the impression of her areola is quite visible.
Whoa.
Am I the only person who noticed this? And I wrote her back and I said, why in the world would you think I would find that interesting?
No, I was listening to the speech. I wasn't listening
now,
or watching.
Me too, Dan. I'm listening for content. Now, she wore a real, pull up the picture from her speech. She wore a real high. So what she's saying is when she leans forward, you don't look down. It's the impression of her areola. So as she leans forward, her breast pushes against the dress, and you can see the, you know what, I have to.
Well, wasn't the outer, wasn't the.
Yeah, I know where you're headed.
Wasn't the pointer?
I know
first?
Where you're headed. I agree. How would you have see an impression of the area
and not see the pointer,
yeah.
the pencil eraser?
Maybe.
I know why Peon uses the word pointer, because nipple is that's some people aren't some
right,
uncomfortable.
Yeah, we didn't go for that word.
Some people aren't comfortable with that
the
word.
Pencil
I'm
eraser.
Not. Pencil eraser. Oh man, those are the best kind. So according to Kristen, who writes me, if you folks still have it, DVR it, go back, take a look, and leaning forward, the impression of her, and this is from a female listener, okay? This is not, I didn't see it, because I don't look for that kind of stuff.
No, not me either.
I'm there for content.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody have anything to say? Oh, by the way, Colin Jeffrey's faking sickness today.
He is?
How many, we've been here 19 years, how many days has Peon been sick? I can't think of any. How many days have I called in sick? Oh, yeah, never. Dan? Oh, yeah, never. Dan's not sick.
Never.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
else here
yeah.
must really be unhealthy because they all seem to get sick. And I really like Colin. I like his segment. I hope he's going to be okay. But I think part of it is he sees John Carney getting all the attention mm-hmm. for the thing. So, he's going to get sick.
Yeah.
I sent him a text. I said, look, if you feel like it, we'll do the entertainment thing at 4:30. If you don't, we won't. We'll let the listeners take over the show. And we're going to do a lot of that today. We'll take a lot of your calls today. So does anybody have anything to say?
I really don't. Nothing, like I said, is pretty dead, but I do have a couple quizzes if you guys are up for a quiz.
I absolutely am up for that. I'll tell you what, let's do. Yeah. Let's Dan, do you have a contribution for the Burke segment, Dan?
No.
Okay,
I don't,
then this will be it. Yeah, I'm ready. I love these.
All right. This is a slogan quiz with companies.
Somebody sent me a text and said it's 87 years.
Yeah, we know.
I know.
Hey, oh, to that listener.
Goodness. Who is that?
It's a running dumb
out him.
Bit.
Out who that is.
It's a running gag that we can't count.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, we can't, but it's still a running gag.
So these, this is, you may have the advantage here, Frank, being the advertising
guru
that you are. These are slogans for companies.
Okay.
So I will give you the slogan.
When you care enough to send the very best.
I will give you the slogan.
And you give
me the company.
Now, Dan, you know how this works.
Yes.
We shout out our first name,
and
then you answer. I'm going to say this. Well, no, if you answer and get it wrong. Hey, how about if you get it wrong, the point goes to the other guy? How about that?
We could do that.
Let's do that. That means you better be sure.
Yeah.
And don't jump the gun.
All right.
Or the other
I'll
guy.
Keep
so
scoring.
Right now it's 0-0, and here
0-0.
We go.
0-0. No. All right.
And you want the company that this slogan is for.
Yes. Okay. The first one, Beyond Petroleum, is the slogan.
Frank.
Yes.
BP Amoco. BP Amoco.
That is correct.
Whoa.
1-0.
Next one. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
Frank.
Dang it. Yes.
M&M's.
Challenge everything.
I know it. I've heard it, and now I'm stuck.
Oh.
Challenge everything.
I can almost.
I will not give up a point to him by being wrong, so I pass.
Dan.
Yes?
Adidas.
Incorrect.
2-0.
It was EA Games.
I like the new rules. 2-0.
EA Games? Oh.
Yes.
2-0.
Next one, The Art of Performance.
Wow, you didn't make this very easy. I pass. I'm not giving him a point by being wrong.
Man, The Art of Performance.
Dan?
I know I've heard it before.
Don't have to. You can pass.
I'll pass.
Jaguar.
Ooh, nobody knows. Nobody
I'm
knows
surprised.
That.
Wow.
The need is real. The time is now.
All right. Now you made this.
I did
extremely
not.
Difficult.
Well, I'm just going by. I didn't make this quiz up.
The need
by
is
the way.
Real. The time is now. Pass.
Anyone?
Hmm. No. I don't know.
American Red Cross.
Oh, well, good night.
You don't just eat them.
You don't just eat them.
No, I pass.
You don't just eat them.
These companies haven't done a very good job by burning these slogans into
Pringles. It's everywhere you want to be.
Oh.
This is some.
Yeah, I know. It's everywhere you want to be.
Yep, that's what
Frank.
I said.
Hang on.
Yes.
Frank, Visa?
That's good.
3-0.
Made of more. And some of these are pointing out how horrible some of these slogans are.
No, these slogans so far are terrible. I'd fire the ad agency.
Anyone?
But these are horrible.
No, I don't. I have no
Pass.
Clue.
Guinness.
Yeah, that's a terrible
Guinness?
One.
Confidence in Motion.
That's a terrible one, too. Boy, these are horrible.
Oh.
I pass.
Oh, I've heard that before, but I don't know who the heck it's
All right,
for.
So you're passing.
Yeah, I'll pass.
That is Subaru.
You
just
know,
do it.
Frank.
No.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, I said oh. I was saying oh.
Nike. 4-0.
Get an idea.
Pass.
Get an Dan.
Yes.
Apple.
No.
5-0.
Yellow Pages.
5-0.
Yellow Pages.
Yeah, those
almost
are still
extinct.
A thing.
Almost extinct.
Driving Matters. That's another horrible one.
Oh,
that is horrible.
Goodness. Oh, Dan.
Who are the people?
Yes.
Volkswagen.
Incorrect.
6-0.
You're not going to guess on that one? That one is Mazda.
No, these are horrible.
The Happiest Place on Earth.
Dan.
Yes.
Disney.
6-1. Okay, now he's coming back. 6-1.
Think Different.
Think Different.
Think Different?
And these are terrible.
Whoa.
These are like
I wish
the big,
I could give a consulting
companies.
Job with these companies and say, hey, if you're going to have a slogan, make sure that it sticks. iPad.
No one?
iPad. No. I don't know.
Apple.
Oh.
The best part of waking up
Frank.
Is...
Folgers. 7-1.
Folgers.
More driven.
What? More driven?
More driven.
My goodness.
Dan.
Yes.
BMW.
Incorrect.
8-1.
Crap. It was Volkswagen,
wasn't it? BMWs is the ultimate driving machine.
Go further.
Go further?
These are horrible. Pass.
Ford. It keeps going and going and going.
Oh.
Energizer. 9-1.
One word.
That's the only guy I know who laughs when he's just being crushed.
One word for this one. Imagine.
Frank.
Yes. Uh-oh. You made a point.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give him a point. It's wrong. AT&T, it's wrong.
That is wrong. Dan, you want to give
one to
Frank?
Was it 9-2 now?
8-2.
I don't want to give one to Frank.
That was Samsung.
8-2.
I'm loving it.
Frank, it's a terrible, terrible slogan. It's McDonald's.
That is correct.
9-1.
Australian.
Would you call out the score each time?
It is 9-2. 9-2,
that's right.
Australian for beer.
Oh.
Frank?
Yes.
Foster's?
Oh.
Correct.
What's the score? I forgot.
10-2.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Working together to create brands people love.
Holy cow.
These are out there.
Working together to create brands people love. I have no clue.
Pass.
Cadbury.
Oh, good.
Cadbury.
Good night.
Power to you.
Well, I got a good idea, but I'm passing.
Yeah. I'll try it, Dan.
Yes.
Amron.
What's the score?
Vodafone. 11-2.
Oh,
what
wow,
is
11-2.
It?
This
Vodafone.
This is so close.
The best a man can get.
Oh,
come on. You guys should know that
I think
one.
Oh, wait. I think I know.
The best a man can get.
What if I sing it to you? The best a man can get.
No, you really don't know.
Really?
That's horrible.
Oh, this one's
the best
been around
a
long
time. I'm passing, and he's passing. Yeah. But I would have said, go ahead, are you passing? Or?
Yeah, I'll pass.
I would have said Old Spice.
I would have said that, too.
Gillette.
Well,
Gillette.
We were close.
The best a man. You don't
know. That, no, see, that's, I don't know. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Be your way.
What?
Be your way?
Yes.
Well, these are terrible. Folks, this is a great example of money wasted.
Wow.
Spent and given to advertising agency people who don't even know what they're doing. This is terrible. I don't know. I pass.
Burger King.
That's terrible.
Impossible is nothing.
That's terrible, too. I hope that there's a big lesson here for you folks who spend money on advertising. Never, never pay for stuff like this because it doesn't stick and nobody knows.
No one?
No.
Adidas.
Impossible is nothing?
That's stupid.
A crown for every achievement.
My goodness,
Frank,
these are bad.
You should know this one.
A crown for every achievement?
I don't know it.
Oh, no.
Being a watch guy?
Oh, is it
Rolex?
Rolex.
Stupid.
Spirit of Australia.
I can't believe this.
Spirit?
What do you?
I don't know.
This is going to be yeah.
I've never heard anything.
That's Qantas. That's the Australian airline.
Huh.
The free encyclopedia.
Frank?
Yes.
You've got a lot of
Wikipedia.
Oh, very good. Hold it out.
Yeah. What's the score? I forgot.
It is 12-2.
I just like to hear it. What is it again?
12-2.
Oh, okay.
Finger licking good.
Frank. Kentucky Fried Chicken. I forgot. What's the score?
13-2.
Oh, yeah.
The next one is Taste the Feeling.
Taste the Feeling.
Good grief. I'll try it. Dan.
Yes.
Dairy Queen.
What's the score?
14-2.
I'm sorry, what? I had a minute.
14-2.
Okay, thank you. It's like I hear
no,
it.
You're not.
My headphones cut out.
I hear it. What is it? Oh, Taste the Feeling. What is it?
Hold on here.
We
I lost
one?
It. Oh, Coca-Cola. I'm sorry.
That is absolutely terrible. That's a horrible slogan.
You can be sure of.
Frank.
Yes.
Westinghouse.
No.
Oh!
Westinghouse. Is that even still around?
You can be sure of crap.
You can
it's something to three now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chill.
You can be sure of?
Mentally stimulating diversions.
All right. Where did this
What in the
Oh, that's
world?
A website. Never one. Skip that one.
Oh.
It gives you wings.
It gives you wings.
Dan.
Yes.
Kotex.
No. What's the score?
15-2.
What?
15-2.
Oh, he's you three. He's three.
Oh, sorry.
15-3. Yeah. I missed one.
Red Bull. It gives you wings.
Red Bull gives you wings.
Last one. Nothing runs like a
Frank Deere, John Deere. But that's not the slogan. Is nothing runs like a. The slogan is nothing runs like a deer.
Yeah.
And the
nothing runs
John
like
Deere.
A yeah. Well, that's yeah.
What's the score?
16-3.
Is that the final score?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a close one.
Yeah, it was. It was a nail biter.
You know what?
If Dan would just learn his name, I think he would have
a
better chance.
Yeah, you have trouble saying your name. Because when you know it, you go,
I think that's where your problem is, Dan.
Yeah, yep. It's not that you're stupid.
No, right. I just don't know my name.
Write down your name on a piece of paper in front of you next time.
Yeah, it's not like you don't know anything. No. How about it for that's a good? I like that. That was a good job.
Yeah, there's some awful.
The reason I liked it
slogans
is
in there.
I'm obsessed with advertising, and that's a perfect example of people letting so-called advertising experts sell them and convince them to do something. It's never going to catch on. It's a waste of time and words.
I have another one. Maybe we
could
do.
All right, let's go.
We have more time left. Sure. No, we can break first.
We have to get.
We'll do one more.
Oh
no,
we don't have to.
One more than we'll break.
No. I have an entirely different quiz.
Good. I'm ready. Let's do. Oh,
we get it. Yeah.
Okay, then we'll break if it's a different quiz. Do we need to do traffic right here?
Yes, we
do. Aren't we supposed to have someone on the phone?
No,
we're not.
This is Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. It is Tuesday. That's when I have the honors. In fact, I might all week. I don't know. Is Tim up?
I think you do.
He is.
Well, you know, when people...
he's not up in the sky, but it's...
But when people come up to other people and go, hey, man, what's up? In a lot of cases, it would be correct to say, what's up? Tim Weiland's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So you might start that. He's not really up now. He's on the ground, but he'll be up eventually. Ladies and gentlemen, with the traffic, here's Tim Weiland. There will be another cop joke in the Playhouse today. I'm gonna do as many police jokes as I can. Not to make fun of the police, just to lighten things up a little bit, because cops enjoy cop jokes. You want a quick bonus cop joke?
Sure.
Now, this is not good enough to be in the Playhouse. But it's, some people would say, cute. Guy goes to the police station and says, I want to speak with the burglar who broke into my house last night. And the desk sergeant said, well, you get your chance in court. He said, no, I want to know how he got into our house without waking my wife. I've been trying to do that for years. Thank you. Thank you so much. And a really funny joke will be in the Playhouse. Spoke this morning with Mark Reardon. Always a pleasure to talk to him. I think you might find it a pleasure, too, when you speak with and meet with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are known on this show as Mark and Jason because their website is markandjason.com. I will ask you this question. Are you currently working with a financial advisor, but you agree that a second opinion would not be a bad idea? I will stop the commercial and tell you that years ago, I wish I had had someone like Mark and Jason to go to for a second opinion, because I dealt with a guy who was so smooth and so slick, and in the end, he ended up doing a lot of things for me that he made a lot of money on, and I didn't. A second opinion is not a bad idea. And now, back to the commercial. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are with Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel Nicolaus is a member of SIPC and NYSE. They will take a look at your portfolio and see if they think it's performing as well as it should and if your assets are properly diversified. They will also tell you about tax-advantaged investing strategies that you and your financial advisor may have overlooked. They will also explain to you something that's a big deal for people in their mid-60s, before 65, and that's options for claiming Social Security benefits. That gets very, very complicated. So, in summary, they'll tell you if you're on the right track to your financial goals. If no changes need to be made, guess what? And this is almost hard to believe until you know these guys. If you don't need to make any changes, they'll actually say everything looks great. You're doing all the right things. And I know that because I've had people email me and say they were stunned when that happened. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. There was Stiefel Nickel. If you want a second opinion, everything you need, including their phone number, is at markandjason.com. Can we take some calls?
Yes.
I would love to do that. 314-969-KTRS from most cell phones. *KTRS. And there's one line and only one that comes in on this number. If nothing else works, try 888-550-KTRS. We'd love to chat for a few minutes. We got some time. We may have even more if Colin Jeffrey is sick and not just faking it and can't talk to us today. Dan's on the phone. Dan, how are you?
Frank, how you doing?
I have felt so good lately. It's not even fair to other people.
Well, let me tell you, I want to tell you a cop story and I want to tell you a cop joke.
I would love to have both.
Well, a cop pulled this woman over.
Now, is this the joke or the story?
No, this is the joke.
Okay, hang on. Hold on. If it's a joke, hang on. Okay, go.
Oh, you don't.
Cop pulled a woman over
for doing 55 and a 30.
Mm-hmm.
The woman said, "I understand you don't give tickets to good-looking women." He said, "Cop said we don't. Sign here."
Okay, see.
Hello?
No, we're here. See, he's implying she's not good-looking. Give him a rim shot. Just give him a rim shot.
Needs a little pause there in your setup there.
Yeah, there could have been a better execution of the...
Okay,
don't be offended, Dan. I like that you called and told a joke.
Okay, let me tell you a great police story.
I want to hear this one and more. Go ahead.
This is a true story. I used to run the church picnic at Good Shepherd Church in Ferguson. And on Friday nights when we set up, we would open up the concession stand, and there was free beer for anybody who wanted to help.
And by the way, can I stop you and tell you that I'm thinking about the joke you just told? It actually is funnier now that I think about it. I hear you don't give tickets to good-looking women. We don't. Sign here. Give me another rim shot. It's actually getting funnier. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, there were four of us that stayed to the end and got everything cleaned up, and we went up to a place in Delwood called The Topper.
Okay.
And we proceeded to get drunker than 10 Indians.
That's politically incorrect, but I love it.
When we walked out the front door, or actually staggered out, a Delwood police officer was sitting there waiting for us. And I thought, oh, hell, we're all going to jail. He said, "Where do you guys live?" And we told him. He said, "Get in." And he took us all home.
Wow.
That's exactly the kind of story that I want to hear. And they're out there, and there are hundreds of them.
That's protect and serve. He protected everyone else, and he served us from getting in trouble.
But those stories will never be on the news, and I understand why. But they need to be heard somewhere, and I really appreciate that you called and told that story.
You want to hear another good cop story?
Yes.
I was coming home from duck hunting one Sunday morning. The hunting was terrible. And I was speeding to get home to get some brownie points to go to church with my wife at 10 o'clock. A highway patrolman pulled me over on Highway 60 doing 89 in a 60.
Mm.
When he walked up to the truck, I said, "Hey, first off, I got a gun in the front seat. It's not loaded, but it's not in the case." And the guy said, "Okay, I see it." I gave him my driver's license and my insurance card. He said, "Why were you going so fast?" And I told him, I said, "I'm trying to get home to make it 10 o'clock church to make my wife happy." It was like 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, nobody on the highway. He handed me back my license and driver and insurance card and said, "Slow down and be late for church." And turned around, got in his car and left.
See, that's a great, I love that story. And that's 99.9% of the stories. Dan, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you for listening. And you know what? I'll pop real quickly a real quick one in, a cop story. And this is to show that cops do have a sense of humor and that they are polite and they are courteous and they can appreciate a good joke. I got stopped in Roxana, Illinois. This is a long time ago. And I was speeding, and it was dark. And when the cop pulled me over, I noticed right away he had a headlight out. So he comes up to my car, and he, he says, "You know you're speeding?" I said, yes, sir, I do. And he said, "All right, well, let me go back to my car." I said, "Can I just mention something to you?" I said, "When you walk back toward your car, in fact, look right now, you got a headlight out." I said, "I think that's against the law." I said, "Now, I'm not going to make a citizen's arrest." I said, "I'm going to let you go. And I'm hoping you'll, return the courtesy." And the guy burst out laughing. He goes, "By God, my light is out." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, would you please get your headlight fixed?" He goes, "Yeah, and you slow down. See you later." And that was the end of it. Next, can we get to another caller here?
Yes.
Let me go to Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
To hear you.
Aaron, we can hear you now. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Hey, I just want to share with you, I've been divorced about 4 years now. I call it.
Way to go.
I was in prison. I was in prison for 27 years. That's what I tell everybody. But anyway, I bought something about 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago that you'll be so happy for me. I'm 58 years old, and I bought my first motorcycle.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not happy for you in one way. If you're 58 and this is your first motorcycle, first of all, what kind is it?
Okay, you'll be happy about this. It's a Honda Silverwing, fully automatic, 600cc.
Whoa.
Is it a big full dresser like a cruiser?
I have Eon or somebody pull it up. It's a silver wing.
Okay, but it
looks like a scooter on steroids.
Okay, okay, that's much smarter than buying a great big.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. You know what? That's a fine first motorcycle. And be careful. I've had 16 motorcycles, and just be careful, man, until you really...
I've already had some near misses.
Well, but at least it's automatic. You don't have to shift. And so you can concentrate just on driving. Just be careful, okay?
And it would do... the guy told me when I bought it, it would do 80 miles an hour all day.
No, it will. It'll do 75. I had a very similar Honda. It was like you said, it was a scooter on steroids, and it did easily 75. And it was it was fun to drive. But I'm going to tell you something. Those scooters like that have smaller tires, and the smaller the tire, the less control you have. They're squirrely.
Oh,
they're squirrely.
Is that right?
Yes, they're very squirrely. So just be careful, okay?
I'll remember that. Thank you for the advice.
All right, Aaron.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos.
Well, you're smart to do that, and just take it very slowly and easily till you really feel like you're really comfortable, okay?
Oh, yes. I told my wife I wouldn't give her a ride until next year.
I wouldn't put her on. I wouldn't put anybody on the back of it until next year, because that's a whole different ball game when you're balancing with somebody else back there who may not know how to be a passenger. And
yeah.
what I mean by that, people have a tendency to lean the other way. If you take a turn and lean, they get freaked out and lean the other way. Can't do that. That'll throw you off. So start with somebody lighter on the back.
She only weighs like 110 pounds.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Be careful. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
This is a good day. These phones are lit. I want to keep them lit the whole time.
No,
Colin is ill and unable to be with us.
Bill is going
early. Bill's going early today, right?
Oh, yeah. So can I do...
Yes.
I'll do this. We'll have Bill Cleveland in because he's in Wisconsin. And he apparently puts a water ski show ahead of his duties here.
What?
Yeah. Which none of us would do.
No.
But I guess we're just all different.
Yeah.
It is a pleasure to speak for Window World. It has been a pleasure for years to speak for Window World, a company that I turned down in the beginning and said, I just don't think I can help you. And I'll tell you why. I don't know. I thought, how can what they're saying be true? $189 and the warranty is really legit. They're good. And then I started to hear things and I talked to some people and I realized that... I need to meet with them. I called them back. I said, I've rethought this. This is a few years later. And they not only said, no, screw you. You didn't want to speak for us. They said, we'd love to have you come by. And I went by, and I saw how they do what they do, and I listened to them. And they brought one of their windows down, and I stood on it in their office. And I was big. I'm still big, but I was bigger. And I was sold. I was convinced. I know now why it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and you will too once you put them in your home. $189. Lifetime warranty, good housekeeping seal of approval. You got to have a pretty good product to have either one of those things. If you want to know more, you can call 314-993-1800, or you can go to windowworldst.louis.com. From downtown St. Louis, and normally heard about an hour from now. No, he's not downtown. He's in Wisconsin. All right, edit that out. Can you start the music over? Can you start over? Just edit, sure. Edit that out. 3, 2, 1. From Wisconsin, somewhere near the water, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, normally heard about an hour from now, and brought to you by Laclede Cab, along with, of course, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Laclede Cab has an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free. It works. Please download it. And now, from Wisconsin, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon from the Wisconsin Dells. How are you today?
We are good, Bill. I bet it's beautiful there and cooler.
It's cooler, not quite as humid, and thanks for being flexible. You mentioned a water ski show, not just any water ski show. Just quickly, what these folks do, there's like 10 or 15 people at one time, and each of them are on a water ski, like one leg, and they all do tricks and things, and they're standing on top of each other's shoulders, all on freaking water skis out in the water. I saw this once, a similar show over in Madison, Wisconsin, a couple of years ago, and it is phenomenal. It is really, really cool.
Wow,
you're kind of waiting for somebody to fall.
And to see that many people who only have one leg, that is...
Yeah, that's something.
You don't see that
in Look for that. Well, night one of the Republican National Convention is in the books. Donald Trump's wife, a former supermodel, spoke to the crowd last night. If Trump wins, it'll be the first time in history young boys would have posters of a first lady on their bedroom ceiling.
Boy, that's true.
Yeah, Mrs. Trump walked on stage in an elegant, tight-fitting dress, made jaws drop throughout the crowd. It's already having a huge impact all over. For example, today, Bill Clinton endorsed Donald Trump for president.
That's going to be awkward.
There was a little bit of controversy. Apparently, a paragraph in Mrs. Trump's speech was very similar to one given by Mrs. Obama back in 2008. It became obvious when Mrs. Trump told the crowd, "I'm proud of my husband, Donald Trump, for being the first black president."
that was obviously lifted.
And finally... I'll post some video, by the way, of this water ski with the one-legged people on my Facebook page. If anybody wants to follow that, facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad.
Right.
How about this? A 100-year-old woman celebrated her birthday over the weekend by going to White Castle.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. And services will be held tomorrow morning. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from the Wisconsin Dells. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. Live to be 100, but the power, the gastrointestinal power of White Castle killed her. Don't go away, folks. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550. I know this song. It's called Penis.
No, I don't.
What is it?
No, Venus.
Oh, okay. I knew something
close.
Like that. Yeah, real close. All right, folks, we may have a rare whole hour.
Whoa.
Although you said Colin.
No, Colin will be on.
He's good to go. He's good to go at 4:30 with the, there's a trooper, sick at the doctor, leaves the doctor, still going to go on by phone. To tell you what's not so good on television or in the movie theaters. I say we take some phone calls, so I will give you the numbers. From most cell phones, star KTRS. And here are the rules. There are no rules. Don't say the F word. Okay, subject matter, we don't care. Whatever you want to get off your chest. Even if you just want to say, hey, I love this country. I love being alive, and I love St. Louis, or... I can't stand my ex-wife. We don't care. 314-969-KTRS, or as I said, for most cell phones, star KTRS, or the least effective way, because there's only one line that comes in under this number, 888-550-KTRS, because he's been holding a long time. We're going to talk to Russ. Russ, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, that's good to hear. Can't hear that too much.
Now, you were doing slogans a while ago. I'm going to give you a product, and there are three slogans attached to it. See if you can come up with it.
Okay.
The product is Schlitz Beer.
Well, one slogan was the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Ron, that's one.
Another one was, when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
That's two.
And I don't believe I can come up with the, hang on, Schlitz.
I can't do the third Schlitz. One either.
Schlitz. Hang on. Schlitz. I can't do it. I almost have it, but I don't have it.
Go for the gusto.
Yes.
Wow.
Go for the gusto.
That's the hardest one of them to find.
Now, those are three good slogans, though.
Yeah.
Because when they were in use, America knew those slogans. Those are good ones.
They were definitely good. It's a shame that Falstaff went out of business. I mean, that was a hell of a good beer. I don't know if you ever had that or not.
I'm not much of a beer drinker. I know my father-in-law liked, he was blue collar. He liked Stag and Hams and Bush and Falstaff and those beers. He liked those Falstaff.
Gussie Bush got really upset because Falstaff outsold his product Bud here in town. I'll tell you what else was good. I wasn't much of a beer drinker, but I drank. I wanted to drink good. Carling Black Label.
Oh, my goodness. Carling Black Label.
Oh.
Was that an expensive beer, or was it a... It would be in the Michelob category. But...
Yeah, kind of. It was a pretty good beer.
All right, I'll tell you my favorite beer jingle ever, even above... Well, second to that would be Tonight, Let It Be Low and Brown. Here's two good times. Oh, my goodness. And I can tell you who sang the song. Arthur Prysock. I'll have Peon pull
you
that up.
You can still see those commercials on YouTube.
I'm going to have Peon.
Wasn't it around Christmas time they would run it? Or didn't they have a Christmas version?
Well, the point was, if it's a special occasion, you bring it, like, oh, my goodness, you got Lowenbrau? It's like even more than Mick Ultra or Heineken, it was Lowenbrau. And Russ, in a few minutes, I'll have Peon pull that tremendous Lowenbrau jingle.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's maybe once a week, you might want to put a kind of a special together where you can come up with people phoning in products and doing this kind of trivia thing with, you know, various candies or cereals or cigarettes.
Old stuff?
Yeah, and let's see how many people can really come up. And, you know, once a week maybe, and do something like that. That'd be really interesting.
Don't tell us what to do.
But I'll order you.
He'll order
okay,
us.
You can order us, but you can't tell us.
Yeah.
All right, Russ. Russ, thank you, Russ. Bye bye. You want to pull it up now? Before we play it, a lot of people thought. Now this is for old timers. A lot of people thought this was Billy Eckstein. Billy Eckstein was a great jazz singer. It's not. It's Arthur Prysock. But I'm gonna tell you something. You talk about a great effective jingle. Here it is.
Here's two good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
Hey, where you been? It wasn't easy getting tickets for this game.
Hey, Bob.
Eddie, I know exactly what I want. I want the biggest.
Well, I wish there was a version without those people talking. There's not? Yeah, kill that. That people are chattering. Maybe later we'll find one with just him singing the jingle. Back to the phones. They're all full. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, how are you?
Good. Frank, how are you? AM and PM.
Thank you very much. The more I hear that, the better I feel. What can we do for you?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Let's welcome Jerry, everybody. Never called before. He doesn't sound nervous.
I wanted to tell you a story. You were I was on my way home from work, and you were telling stories about police officers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a construction worker. I went to lunch today down in the Soulard area, and there were two police officers having lunch, so I paid for their lunch.
Good for you.
Well, I was on my way home from work just a few minutes ago, and a police officer pulled me over doing 73 and a 55.
He was, or you were?
I was.
Okay.
Came up to the window, asked for my license and registration, and I said, hey, by the way, I bought lunch for two police officers today. He said, well, hold on a minute. Went back to his car and I guess ran my driver's license. Came back and he said, before you say anything, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a $10 seatbelt ticket. So that's what I got for doing 73 and a 55.
Well, good for him and good for you.
He was a and very polite, very professional police officer. Normandy police officer.
Because the truth is, he didn't know if you actually did that or not. You could have made that up.
Hey, that's true.
I guess
that's
he could just tell by talking to you, you seem like a decent guy, and you probably did do that.
I did do that.
I would have handled it a little differently, but thank you for buying that lunch, because I know that when you bought it, you didn't buy it thinking, I'm going to buy this, and then maybe you did. Maybe you thought, and then I'm going to go speed. Get away with it. But, yeah, good for him and good for you. Good story.
I thought it was karma.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, thank you.
Let's see who's then holding. In order of how long you've been holding, it would be Dan. Dan, how's it going?
It is going good. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Two quick things. One, you were talking the other day about the Emmy or the Oscar Awards or something. Is there an award for radio?
Yes.
Is it the Edward R. Murrow Award?
That's one.
There's the Marconis.
There are the Addies. They're all a joke.
They're all a joke. Missouri Broadcast Association.
Yeah, they're meaningless.
Are you guys up for any of those?
No, we're not up for them because I don't apply, send anything in, because I think it's a joke. It doesn't mean anything to me. I've never. You have to enter. You have to say,
usually
hey,
there's a fee with your application.
And then there's a fee, and you have to pay and say, here, look how great I am. Don't you think I'm great? Don't you think I deserve...
That story you did about the deaf porn, I thought for sure that was going to be up. But you would have had to turn that in yourself.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because your coworker, the way he investigated that thing, and I know he didn't want to do it.
No, he didn't.
But he did.
Yeah.
And the second thing, real quick, you said something about a guy that got fired from there, but they called him back.
Yes. Scott Sherman.
Do you remember who Ernie Harwell is or was? He's passed away now.
The name sounds vaguely familiar.
He was the voice of the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
He was the equivalent to the Tigers as Jack Buck was to the Cardinals or Vin Scully to the Dodgers.
Right now the name, yes, I do know.
But the guy that owns the Domino's Pizza bought the Detroit Tigers, and one of his first moves, which he was trying to get a youthful movement, was to fire Ernie Harwell.
Well, sure, he's too old.
And
that's what they
he
do.
Even got on TV. I mean, you even said, you guys made the statement, sometimes the management don't make all the best decisions, you know?
I would never have said that.
No.
Somebody else might have said that, but... Yeah. He even got on TV and said, sometimes businessmen don't always make the smartest decisions. I mean, you didn't fire an Ernie Harwell. It was like firing Jack Buck.
Yeah.
It'd be like firing Frank O'Pinion.
That can be done. That can be done. Oh, sure it can.
Well, they couldn't fire Dan. A guy like
Dan.
No.
Dan's solid. Mm-hmm. Dan's place is secure here. Mine is sometimes shaky. Yeah.
You're shaky.
Yeah, sometimes shaky. Dan,
well, you need to get that lawyer guy to help you. Maybe you can get you, you know.
Well, I got a couple of good lawyers. Dan, I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Nice people today. It's funny. It goes in cycles like. Like Dan will say, it was a full moon. It's like all the crazies call, and then all the really nice. And maybe it's because we, and I would like for us to take credit for this, have called attention to the fact that for every bad cop story, there are 1,000 great stories, but you never hear them. You never hear them because there's no place for them. Well, we have a place. It's our Facebook page. And we only have about 20 stories. Folks, give us some more, because I want the police to be able to go there and read them and smile and feel good. This is a name you do not hear a lot, Monroe. Monroe, how are you?
I'm real good, Frank. How are you doing?
I like that name. That's one of those names you just...
It's a powerful name.
Yeah, you don't hear it very often.
Well, I was named after Vaughn Monroe.
Maybe you're named after Marilyn Monroe. Maybe they wanted a daughter.
Uh-oh.
And by the way, most people don't know who Vaughn Monroe is. Rare sing with a
Monroe. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Long-time singer.
He had the voice, all right.
He did. So what can we do for you there, Monroe?
I wonder if Dan would make a call on an ex-wife, see if this is a Satan material.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to make a call on this?
Gonna
you're going to tell a story?
He's going to describe his ex-wife and see if she falls into the category.
Oh, okay.
To see if she qualifies for Satan's sister?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Wasn't my wife, fortunately. My buddy's.
Sure it was.
He got home... one day, and everything was gone, including toilet paper and the light bulbs.
Oh, that's, see, that's
toilet paper and the light
That's brutal. Man. She takes your toilet paper
and the light bulb.
That's pretty low. Yeah,
I thought it might be.
Oh yeah, that qualifies.
Before Dan, okay, Dan, and I agree, and I don't even have an ex-wife. I go, yeah, she's Satan's sister.
Yeah.
All right. That's one final thing.
Sure.
A week or two ago, you was talking about, I believe it was a blue emu.
Yes, blue emu that doesn't stink.
And you had mentioned A&D oil.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
They call it, and I think I can get away with this, but I'm going to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
ASS and DONG. That's what the nurses call it.
Actually,
that's where you're supposed to.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen more tubes of A&D, especially for babies. To prevent rash and stuff, and you put it where he said A&D, and you can say ass and you can say dong on the radio. They're not words that are prohibited. But
just not together.
Exactly right. That's where, okay. When I see it or smell it, that's what I think of, with babies. Now, I've never put it on my own, but for babies, yes, that's a good name for it. Monroe, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, thanks for listening. And a lot of, I think, first-time people, too. Which is good. What, did you just now get it? Or?
No, it just,
you know what happened? You
up,
just now got Bill Cleveland's joke.
Yeah, I did.
That's what happened.
I know.
Let me get Clay, another name you don't hear every day. Hello, Clay.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Great. That's a, you know what? That's another good song. That could be, you could be a rodeo cowboy, Clay. You could be a sheriff, Claire of Clay Whitmore, county sheriff. What's up,
singer?
I probably would have been, but I am a police officer and have been for almost 35 years.
Well, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Also, I wanted to let you know AM and the PM.
That's good to hear.
And since you opened up the mic, I just want to say you had, I guess it was a couple, 2-3 months ago, you played a recording of your wife sleeping and snoring.
Yes, yes, I did.
And I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. She did not think that. I could imagine. I sent you an email. I don't know if she got it, but it's one of those things that I said, I got to let this guy know how funny that was. I actually had to pull over.
Clay, if you sent the email, I read it because I read every one of them. Now, let me ask you something. What part, you don't have to be specific if you don't want to, are you a police officer in the city, the county, adjoining county, or what's the deal?
I am Illinois State Police.
Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
We may have met. We might have met.
Yeah, you've been doing it for 35 years?
Yeah. That and Air Force and Sheriff's Department all told. Almost 35 years.
Wow.
Well, I've been speeding for at least 35 years, so we might have met. We appreciate what you do, and let me tell you something, Clay.
Yes, sir.
Don't let all of what you're seeing and on TV, I hope you guys understand something, that does not represent me or the millions of other people like me. Who, even though on occasion we might not be too happy with you and we think you might should have let us off and you didn't, your job is not to let people off. That's a discretionary thing, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. And sometimes it depends on the attitude of the person stopped. And the one thing that people fail to include when they talk about any police officer being rude or giving them a ticket is they don't factor in the attitude of the driver, all right? And that has a lot to do with it. So you need to know that most of us, and I mean 99.9, we appreciate what you do. We do not hate you, and we believe you are underpaid is an understatement for what you do. So thank you. And 35 years, I don't know how in the world... But thank you.
Well, I totally appreciate that comment coming from you, and I thank you and your staff, and just y'all keep up y'all's work, too, because it makes people like me who sit in the car or whatever enjoy our day even more.
All right, Clay, pull up my our Facebook page and look at my picture. Take a good look at it, and if you pull me over, just try to be nice and go easy on me, okay?
I will do my best, sir.
All right, Clay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes,
can't promise him.
I'll do better than that. I'm going to send him a picture of my license plate and just have him put it out all over to the state of Illinois so I don't get pulled over.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, it is true, though, your attitude, let's forget the cop's attitude for a minute. your attitude usually will set the tone for what his attitude is going to be or her attitude. You know, I got stopped by a female in the county, and she was pretty hot looking. And it wasn't far from here. And so when she walked up, I said, hey, if I told you you're really good looking, would it change anything? She said, no. And then she proceeds to tell me how fast. But I think she got a kick out of the fact that I said it. If you just, look, be nice and be respectful. And joking around is okay to an extent, depending on the situation. And this denial, I was not going 80. Really? They have radar that's pretty good. And you actually know you were. You're just thinking by arguing that somehow, knock it off. All right, let's concentrate a little bit on how we treat police for a change. And I've been abused by police. I've been hassled by police. I've been falsely accused. I still have the greatest respect for them. One more, and then we'll take a break here. This would be Jeannie. Jeannie, how are you? Jeannie?
Hi. First of all, I am AM in the PM.
That's the most important thing. What can we do for you?
I do have a police story. Okay. I have a friend who is an officer,
okay,
and he always carries teddy bears in his trunk of his police car. So if he arrives on a scene or in it from an accident or whatever, and there's a child involved.
And you say he's a friend. You say he's a friend. Are you married?
No.
Are you sleeping with this officer?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to set the scene here. And,
he's just a friend. He is a friend of the family.
Well, see, here's another example. He carries teddy bears because he knows he's going to encounter a situation where a child is scared to death.
Absolutely.
That is a great thing for us to know about
and
him.
And he purchases it himself. It doesn't come out of a but he said it has worked wonders. Many, many times.
Well, he should buy it himself because they've got lots of money.
Officers.
they make a fortune.
Yeah.
So, but it's one of those things that he doesn't, you know, advertise it.
Well, let's advertise it for him. Can you tell me his name? I don't think, whether he wants it or not, I think we should know who he is.
He's a St. Louis County police officer. His name is David. That's all I will give you.
Okay, that's up to you. David. Thank you for thinking of kids. And thank you, Jeannie, for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See? There you go. Now, we need to do this in every market. TV needs to do it. And we will actually change the tone and the direction. And I think what would be great is that if this hatred and these shootings actually were the reason that we did something we've never done before. They actually cause us to spotlight how great most police officers are. And we wouldn't have done it if they hadn't forced us to do it by being such a bunch of lunatic, murdering monsters. So maybe that's the good that'll come out.
Did you see Baldwin yesterday? How because the restaurants all got together?
Yes.
And how packed they were. Yeah. The restaurants were packed.
I think it's great. I think it's interesting, though, that for a lot of people to help somebody, you got to feed them. And I'm not criticizing it, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you'll donate, we'll feed you. So now you will give a percentage of people, for some reason, are just reluctant to go here. Just give the officer's family the 10% of what you would. But for whatever reason,
and I think it gave the restaurants a chance.
No, I think
help
it's fantastic.
Too.
There's nothing about it that's not good, unless we find out that one of the restaurants or two didn't really give them a percentage, and that happens, but hopefully not in this case. I could do a little business here. I will tell you one of the side effects, I guess, good side effects of losing. I'm pushing hard for 30 pounds. I'm at 28, and I am really, really working toward 30. But one of the things I noticed is I have a Corvette, and getting in and out of it, here's the sound I made, either getting in or out, used to make. I haven't done that for the last 4 weeks.
Whoa!
I drove it today. I got out of the car. I thought, hey, I didn't make that sound anymore. And it's not a sound you want to make if a good-looking woman walks by. She goes, ooh, that's a really nice car. Thank you. And she realizes you're too fat. Yeah. And by the way, most all of my weight was right above my belt. And you tried getting in and out of a Corvette. That's the very part of your body that needs to fold, that needs to be able to bend. I got emails again within the last 24 hours from a couple of people saying, how did you lose the weight? And one of them said to me in the email, and I love this, I believe I know you well enough after listening all these years, you would not speak for a company that you didn't truly believe in. And ma'am, you're absolutely right. I won't. And I never have knowingly done it. I have sent you on occasion to people that I regret sending you to, like North American Solar. And that's a long story. But I didn't realize what there's some things I didn't know. In this case, there are a couple of doctors involved. I've known one for 30 years, and I've only done one other weight loss program ever in my entire 35 years or so of doing this in this form. MD Health and Wellness. MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. They're on St. Charles Rock Road. And they do a few things. They work with people, men with low testosterone, women who need bioidentical hormone replacement, weight loss, and diabetes. And we're going to talk about diabetes. It's staggering the number of people who have diabetes. We just lost a friend, you know who I'm talking about, Jim, who died in a diabetic coma. He was only 62, 63 years old. They deal with that. But today, we'll stick with weight loss and low T. Low T, you hear commercials about all the time. It's low testosterone. It affects men once they get beyond 40. And there are all kinds of things it does to you that you don't want to have done, including reducing your sex drive. And I don't know about other people, but sex is really, really important to my wife. And I think married men will relate to this. A lot of times, one of the reasons women get married is to have lots of sex.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if you can't keep up, it's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
It's embarrassing. So they deal with that. And then the weight loss. So many people have asked, once again, here's what I did. It cost me $600 because it wasn't covered by insurance, and I don't care. I was too big. I've been too big about three times in my life, and I was just about to hit my all-time peak of 250 pounds with a 44-inch waist that was getting tight, and that, for me, is just unacceptable. So I went in, and they did a thorough exam. They need to see an EKG because there's an appetite suppressant involved, and it's a stimulant, and it can mess with your heart in certain situations. So I like the fact that they didn't just go, here are the shots, here's the pill, give us your money, good luck to you. It was much more thorough than that. I will tell you again, the name of the company is MD Health and Wellness. What I did may or may not be exactly what you'll do because everybody is different. Oh, the other thing they did, they did a body fat, where they find the percentage of body fat. Wait till you do this in their office. You hold up a thing that looks like a game controller for a video game, and just by squeezing the metal on the handles, it gives a digital readout of your percentage of body fat. I didn't look at it because I didn't want to see that 90% of my body was fat, but that was pretty impressive. Everything about what they do is impressive. It's up to you. What's your priority here? You want low testosterone? You want to have diabetes because it is reversible? Do you you like being heavy? Okay. If not, MD Health and Wellness, 314-770-2334. You can't remember that. Or this website, mdhealthwellness.com. Go to Frank Opinion. And under sponsors, there it is, a link you right to their website, MD Health and Wellness. All right, we're only a minute or so away from Colin Jeffrey, who's not here in the building today because he's sick. He was at the doctor. But you know what? You got to be really sick to not be part of this show. Mm-hmm. That's the work ethic that we instill in every contributor. So he will be here after a word from one of our sponsors, Ballast Dental Care, where I have been a patient for 43 years, and I've told you that at least 100 times. And it's true. I'm still a patient there. I will be a patient there probably as long as that place is open. I don't care if, let's just say this happened. Let's say a radio station in L.A. called and said, Frank, we want you to come work with us. Name your price. Okay, that's not going to happen. But if it did happen, I would still fly back in here. One, I have kids that still live in Missouri, and one right across the border in Kansas, and I still come back to go to Balanced Dental Care twice a year.
Would you take us with you?
No, I wouldn't. I would just go to L.A. and rake in the money without you guys and not include you at all. Dan, of course I would. We're family. We're radio family.
You're darn right we are.
But I would still come back to Ballast Dental Care because I can't imagine going anywhere else. And that's what you are going to feel when you go there, even your first time. One visit to Ballast Dental Care and you go, my goodness, I can't imagine going anywhere else. And I can't believe I waited this long to do it or that I ever was that afraid to go to the dentist because that'll all go away. You will never understand what I'm saying until you make an appointment. Please make one. They'll get you in. They are never too busy for anybody who's AM and the PM. And as I've said over and over and over, shake it off, this thing about how embarrassed you are that you haven't been to a dentist for a long time. They've seen worse. Let's get to work and get your mouth back in shape. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Oh, the clown!
Pants falling down. All right, Colin Jeffrey, and we'll have to find out what illness he has here. I don't know for sure, but I do know this. He's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States from his sick bed or somewhere. Here's Colin Jeffrey, everybody.
Hey, Frank, how are you today?
So what do you have, Colin?
Oh, I don't know. I woke up with a fever today, and I've got that cough that's back, so I'm hoping it's not bronchitis again.
Now, what do you got again? Fever, cough,
fever.
And what? That sounds like a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I just read it. Yeah, I just, well, here, I saved the article. Primary symptoms, cough and fever and a little bit of a scratchy, brain tumor.
Yeah, I'll be done.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Well,
right.
I'll give you some good TV to watch, though, while I'm trying to recover.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sure.
DVD's out this week, Batman vs. Superman, the Dawn of Justice movie, box office swap. I didn't like it a whole lot, but it's out on DVD if you've avoided it until now.
It's a long movie, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and I believe this may come with an unrated. You might be able to buy, like, the unrated cut that's another 20 minutes longer or something, so... If the original bad movie wasn't long enough for you, you can watch a longer movie.
Great.
Because that's what we need.
I mean, great.
Yeah, great.
Elvis and Nixon. This is the Michael Shannon, Kevin Spacey, where Michael Shannon plays Elvis and Kevin Spacey plays Nixon. The story behind the photograph of the two shaking hands in the Oval Office.
I saw it in the theater.
It's the hunk of birdie love.
I saw it in the theaters, and I really enjoyed it, in spite of the fact that Michael Shannon is not my idea of a guy playing Elvis. Forget that he didn't look really like him. He did a fantastic job of conveying Elvis's attitude and personality. And
Kevin
Spacey as Nixon. My goodness, that guy. What can he not do? I enjoyed it.
And the last one I went
Oh, fake cough. He had to.
Clear my throat.
No, he did that to make us think he's really sick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a documentary called Out of Time. And if you're a big fan of Back to the Future, you will recognize that as a license plate from the DeLorean, the time machine.
You know what I think they should have done? They should have made that movie, and in about an hour and 10 minutes in, it just quit. Called Out of Time. They just quit. They're out of time.
That was the license plate on the on the DeLorean?
I didn't know.
And
Dan, you remember everything.
I never knew that.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. And so the original, what they call Hero A car, and that just means it's the most detailed version of the car and the first one they built. So the first time machine was just languishing in a lot in Universal, so they took the time to prep it and restore it, and now it is back in a automotive museum in Los Angeles. So this is the story of what they did, you know, coming across this time machine city in Universal Studios and getting it back. So if you're a huge fan of Back to the Future, you might be interested in this. If not, probably not your cup of tea.
It doesn't sound great to me.
No. So the Republican National Convention is getting 9 to 10 o'clock every night this week on
TV.
Going
on?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that cuts into some of the TV, but there's still some good stuff out there. Netflix has returning on Friday, BoJack Horseman.
Never heard of it.
It's an animated show. Will Arnett voices a horse, but he's an actor. So he dresses like a person, but he's an actor. Well, he was washed up because there were no good parts for horses anymore in the first season. Well, at the end of the second season, he ended up landing the role as Secretariat in a movie. And so now he's back on the top of the game. He's the number one horse actor. It's a weird, quirky comedy, but you might want to give it a shot. It's back, though, for season three.
Okay.
Have you watched The Night Of yet? Either of the first two episodes?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, yes, you have, because I've told you about it.
The Night Of?
The Night Of, the new HBO series.
Yeah, Colin, one day we'll discuss my memory. It's not good. I mean, I'm serious. Well, it's not good.
No, that's fine. So I'm going to tell you about it again. Okay. The third episode is this Sunday on HBO. It centers around Naz Khan. He's a Pakistani-American college student who goes out one night to meet up with some friends in his father's cab, but he doesn't know how to turn off the in-service light, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so a young woman hops in his car.
I do remember that.
So the first episode, very tense, very good. We find out that his lawyer is going to be played by John Turturro at the end of episode one. Episode two continues last week, and episode three now. He's now in Rikers Island, the jail out there in New York. So how is this kid who has no business and may or may not have committed a crime, how's he going to make it through Rikers Island, and what's being done on his defense? Catch up with the show as quickly as you can. I really like it. Okay. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to talk about two shows on different sides of the coin here real quick. Last night, it got overshadowed entirely on History Channel. They started a new fictional series called Six, and it follows the SEAL Team Six conducting covert operations, but it's fictional. So it's just they're looking at it and saying, hey, we've got these guys who go around and do these crazy missions. Let's make a story about them. It's on the History Channel. I haven't heard much about it. I'll try and dig it up. But if you want to watch that, it's going to be Monday nights on the History Channel at 9. But on the other side of the coin, a show was supposed to start tonight on USA called Shooter. Did you ever see that movie, Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, I did.
Well, this is the same. It's a series with Bob Lee Swagger as Mark Wahlberg. He was a Marine sniper extraordinaire. The government turned their back on him. And so this show is supposed to follow this. But USA, after the shooting of the officers in Dallas, postponed the series for a week. And then after the shootings of the officers in Baton Rouge, postponed it until the fall. But the question is, at what point, because this show, from all accounts of everyone who's worked on it, is, I'm not going to say gun porn, but it's very much about guns. So the question is, will USA ever show it? And if so, when? When will it be sort of okay to show this movie? So we'll see.
Well, to some people, it'll never be okay.
Yes. So they've invested too much money. They've got a lot of it's high-priced talent. They've got several episodes already picked out. And then one last thing I just wanted to mention. We give movie reviews every Friday with Paul. Well, movie tickets are now more expensive than they've ever been. The average movie ticket. So this includes all the discounts you could possibly have. Average movie ticket in America is $8.73.
When he ends the thing on Friday, does he still do that? Good night.
No,
it's Paul. That's Paul Harvey.
Yeah, something different.
I'm sorry.
How
would the doctor say today?
We'll know more once we get everything back. I'm going back in tomorrow morning. So, okay. Hooray!
You sound good. Doesn't he sound good?
Yeah,
he sounds healthy to me. Why don't you go back to the arcade and finish your games and go to bowling alley or wherever you really are. And we look forward to hearing you Friday. Was that it, or did I cut into you?
Nope, I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. Hey, did he notice the fake cough toward the end?
Did he have you turn your head and cough or anything?
No, that's
like
a
that?
Hernia, I think. Oh. What is that? Isn't that hernia?
I think
when
so.
When they grab your testicles?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Colin's still on here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colin. I hope you feel better. Okay, there he goes, Colin Jeffrey. Wow, that's something I don't think they do.
I don't think they do anymore.
Wow, it's been my 20s. Maybe it was just a gay doctor who made that up and goes, I'm going to have to grab your testicles and have you talk, just so he could feel them.
They did that all the time.
And then they never do it. No, they never do that now. Turn your head. What's the turn your head got to do with
it? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
so you don't cough on him, I guess.
No, well, you know what? I bet that's it.
Yeah.
He didn't cough right in his face. I do all my banking at the place that is the exclusive sponsor of our terrific yard sale on Saturday morning, and that's First Community Credit Union. Those of us who bank there, we are customers, but we're not called customers. We're called members because you have to join. Now, like anything, like a country club or anything else, there's a price. Be a member. The price is $1. That's not a joke. It's some regulation. Every account, you have to have a dollar. Okay. I'm down for that. See that hip language?
Oh, down. How about that? Is good.
I'm current, man. I am. Here's the other thing you need to know about First Community Credit Union. In addition to the fact that without them, we may not have a yard sale on Saturday, and I think it's the best show on the weekend in the country on the radio. I do. Now, I haven't heard everything in the country, but I'm going on a limb and say probably there's not anything better. Hosted by Paul Warner. 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday, courtesy of First Community Credit Union. You also need to know they're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations. You also need to know this. It is a great place to bank for all kinds of reasons. Think about everything that would make a place better than any place you've ever banked, and just put a check mark by it, because that's First Community Credit Union. 42 locations. Feel free to stop in or go to their website. Here it is, firstcommunity.com.
Vibrators.
Well, isn't that a great thing to be talking about, Mr. Harris?
Oh, that was Harvey.
What?
Oh, Harvey.
Well.
Vibrators.
Good afternoon and welcome to the July 19th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's in Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome and under that dome and inside that building. You are going to have a good time walking through Amini's, and you're going to find something. There's no way that you can't find something in there you go, I have to have that. Maybe not now. Maybe we'll come back. We'll save and get whatever. I have to have that in my house. We'll talk. The control board, and he has been there for 18 years or so. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, who's a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you have $25,000 or more and are getting ready to change jobs, it would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over all of your investment options. Their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. If you heard the emails yesterday, that band of his is on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
PB Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And there was a campaign from years ago, and one of the candidates had a slogan that he promised America. It was a chicken in every pot. Does that ring a bell from history class? What was the rest of it, though?
I don't know.
It was something. Look this up. It was something, and I intend to see that every American has, what was it? Have you found it yet?
A chicken in every pot?
Herbert Hoover claimed there would be a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage.
All right. Well,
presidential campaign of 1928.
Peon says all either candidate this year needs to do to win is bring that back. Car in every garage, chicken in every pot, and what in every refrigerator?
What? He said Peon's going to do it.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm losing my mind. Edit that out.
All right.
Edit that. Pick it up right here. 3, 2, 1. And so Rat Boy says if somebody wants to win the election, they should use the slogan, chicken in every pot, car in every driveway, and what in every refrigerator?
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese in every refrigerator. Thank goodness they won't hear that stupid mistake I just made. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpress in the All-Boy Orchestra.
I guess I could have said cheese.
Yeah, you could have.
Thank goodness for editing. That's all I can say. You'll never hear it. Boy, if they actually heard all the mistakes we make.
Oh
yeah.
People wouldn't listen.
Nobody'd listen. They'd never listen.
Yeah.
Well, so when they hear it, it sounds like, everything's perfect. Nobody made a mistake. Wow, I love modern technology. We're brought to you by Amini's. I would invite you if you've never been there. You know, I want to say next time you're in Chesterfield Valley, heck, this is the reason to go to Chesterfield Valley.
Valley so
low. No, you do that when I say down. In the
oh,
valley.
Okay.
That's when we do okay. that. Edit that out.
Okay.
Pick it up right here. 3, 2, 1. Heck, that is the reason to go to Chesterfield Valley. It'd be just to go to Amenia's. Everything else becomes secondary. You go, well, while we're here, maybe we'll check out. You know, hey, maybe we'll just move our bank to First Community Credit Union because their headquarters is there, too. But in Chesterfield Valley, and it's been there longer than most places, certainly not longer than Annie Guns. Annie Guns was there before the flood. But they've been there a while. And there are lots of people who for years and years and years never went in the place because they didn't understand what it was. Go in. Go in. You'll be welcome there. You have to buy anything. I just want you to see this place. And I want you to see what I like about it is it doesn't matter if you're male or female. There's going to be something in Amenia's that's going to catch your eye, and you're going to, oh, my goodness, I would love to have that in the house. For the ladies, maybe it's furniture or the patio furniture or the lighting, something in the Jaffe lighting department. And for the men and women, because I know women who love pinball and arcade games, and for kids, there are lots of arcade games, lots of pinball machines, shuffleboard, jukeboxes. What a store. What a fun store, and what a collection of quality products. And I say quality products because in no category will you find junk. Almost any product line you can think of, furniture, lighting, there are companies that make junk, patio furniture. There are companies that make the cheapest patio furniture in the world. There's a reason it's cheap. It's crap. You can buy a whole patio set of stuff, $800. Good luck. Good luck lasting a season. They don't do that. They don't sell that. They sell the best of the best. And when you're ready for that and you feel like you deserve it and can afford it, then this is where you go. You go to Amenia's. Go there now just to see what they have. And even if you go, all right, before Christmas, I'm getting a pinball machine. Fine. Go there now to check it out, scope it out, and set a goal. Tell them your AM and the PM. That's real important, and they'd love to hear it. Amenia's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amenia's.com.
Uh-oh.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Is this because Colin's sick?
No. Uh-huh. Dan, we've lost another rapper.
Oh.
And I know this brings the show down. DTTX has passed away.
DTTX?
Yeah, don't act like you don't know him.
No, I do.
You said it in disbelief.
Yeah.
Like,
surely
he's
not
dead.
Him.
Yeah, well, he's dead. He was with a group, A Lighter Shade of Brown. I think we're all familiar with
sure.
that. Mm-hmm. Real name was Bobby Ramirez. He died. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh,
sorry,
boy.
I'm sorry, man. Yesterday afternoon, after lying in a coma for 11 days, he apparently kind of drank himself to death. They found him on a street in Vegas.
Ooh.
46 years old, big alcohol issues, and grew up in Riverside, California, before he teamed up with fellow rapper ODM in the 90s to form A Lighter Shade of Brown. And they had several successful albums, including, and I know you guys have this, I do too, Brown and Proud. That
oh,
album.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, I have that one.
As a short, a very brief tribute, I thought we'd all listen to a little of. Here's a little, Dan.
It's going to be tough.
Here's DTTX. And what I like, okay, I can't hear it anymore. What I like is that he sounded so different
yes.
from all other rap.
Yeah.
That was a sound of its own. Oh, wait. No, it sounded like all the other stuff. He's gone. Gone too soon. Rest mm-hmm. in peace, DTTX.
R.I.P. DTTX.
You know what?
What?
Well said.
Thank you.
Well, R.I.P. DTTX. And Terry is the listener who never fails, even though he knows it will ruin my day. Terry, you never fail. I'm the first, I think, person you contact when we lose a rapper. And even though it bums me out, you know it ruins my day. I appreciate the fact that you're on top of it.
Is he on, like, the rapper death list or something?
Who?
Terry.
I don't. Well, he means on the death list. Like
no, he, like the be, rapper. No,
he
no, like,
no, he follows notifications. No, he. I guess maybe he belongs to.
Watches RNN.
Latest. What's that? What? Rapper News Network. Hey, well, he's got some inside track. I know that.
Oh man,
I don't talk about this anymore.
He's into it as much as we are.
If we lose any more rappers. But can you even imagine a world without rap?
No.
Yeah. No. The answer is no. Mm-mm. Of course.
It would be crap.
Yeah. It'd be a crappy world. Yes. A rap, a world without rap is a world full of crap.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Our Facebook page, thanks to Peon, has a section where you can post your positive police stories. We've had several people do it, but not enough. Please, let's have more of those. I said this earlier. This is not a political statement. This is just a heterosexual guy saying that I almost felt bad for my wife last night because my tongue was hanging out while Melania Trump was on television, but so was hers. Even women. I watched a couple of female commentators say, "Yeah, no, there's no getting around this. She's drop-dead gorgeous." I mean, they just said flat out, she is beyond just pretty. And then I also noticed, and I read a couple of articles this morning where they're trying to make a big deal out of the fact that the Republican convention is not going to have very many A-list movie stars. Who cares? Marcus Luttrell spoke last night, the lone survivor. Wow. It was so great to have him up there, and Rudy Giuliani, and some of the people from SEAL Team 6 got up there. And a lieutenant general got up. I'd much rather hear from those people than Barbara Streisand. I don't care who Sean Penn thinks we should vote for. It means nothing to me, and I don't understand why anybody is swayed because some Arnold Schwarzenegger or Clint Eastwood or anybody else says they think that this is who you should vote for. Listen to the speeches of people who've made some real contribution to this country besides getting rich doing something they're obviously very good at, but I just don't relate to them in any way telling me what's right or wrong with this country. I do Marcus Luttrell, I do Rudy Giuliani, I do the veterans, and I do give that credit and credibility to people who've served and part of SEAL Team 6. So who cares if the A-list celebrities aren't going to be there? Did I mention Melania Trump is drop-dead gorgeous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching her last night, and you're like, I don't even know what you're saying.
No,
I
just, it's just almost like she hypnotized.
Yeah.
She could have practically said anything. Baton Rouge, Louisiana got some negative publicity recently because of the shootings there, and I'm a history genius. I didn't know if you guys knew this. That was not the original name. It was originally to be called Baton Blush, Louisiana. They changed it to Rouge.
Oh, that's an old makeup term.
It is. You never hear it, and you never hear it.
No.
And isn't it the same thing? Isn't blush what
yeah.
used to be called rouge?
Yeah, rouge.
Oh,
they
she has too much rouge on.
They would put it on their cheek, and it was that reddish whatever the heck it was.
Yeah, you know why they called it that? Because if you call anything something that sounds French,
yeah.
women will buy it.
Yeah.
Rouge.
Ooh, she's got a lot of rouges.
A guy down in Eustis, Florida. I don't know where that is. It's in Lake County, Florida. Saw a deputy sheriff gassing up his squad car, and this guy stood by him while he did it, just sort of scanning the area to make sure he'd be safe. How
wow.
about that? After these police shootings, the guy was 73 years old, an Army veteran named Casey DeLoach, and the police officer said, I just couldn't even believe it. Isn't it sad that we now have citizens protecting police,
yeah.
watching and standing guard so the guy can gas up his car? How sad is that?
Yeah.
Way to go there, Casey. There's a guy in India. He's dead now, but he was known for all the gold he wore. He wore the world's most expensive shirt. The shirt was made entirely of gold. You can hammer and press gold into, you know, those desserts that have gold on them, real gold. You can consume a small amount of gold. So you can get it paper thin. The shirt this guy was wearing was made of solid gold. It was a $250,000 shirt.
Whoa. Whoa.
And then along with it, he's wearing all this gold. His knuckles had gold, his neck, his wrist, bracelets, a medallion. He's weighed down with gold. Guess what? He's dead. Somebody beat him to death, took his shirt and his gold off of him. That's not a good idea to walk around like that. So he's gone. Gone too soon. Mm-hmm. Datafuge.
That's the guy. India. That's the guy that they would always say, he would never give you the shirt off his back.
No. No, he wouldn't. Not $250,000. And this is what they're calling a one-in-a-billion shot. This happened in Aurora, Colorado. There's an off-duty sheriff's deputy. He came under fire. He gets in a gun battle with this guy. And in the course of the shootout, the deputy sheriff's bullet went into the barrel of the other guy's gun.
Wow.
Now, you could not do that. And keep in mind, the targets are both moving. It's not like
The article I saw said it's like one in a billion.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. If you tried it a billion times, you couldn't do it. Fired, and one of his, of course, that rendered the bad guy's gun useless because the sheriff's deputy's bullet was lodged in the barrel. Unbelievable.
Well, it has to just break it all apart, doesn't it? Wouldn't it?
No, it would just jam.
It would just jam?
Yeah, the guy can't fire if there's a bullet lodged in the barrel of his gun. Well, what an unbelievable story that is. Let me get... Ladies, get in here, please.
That's some sharp shooting.
Oh, you know what? I didn't
play that's nice.
I didn't play my songs. I was going to play a couple of songs.
You could do that.
Well, here,
we can edit all that out, the ladies coming in.
Yeah, I guess we could. Let me think about this and how much time I have and the joke I want to tell. Nah, Mike Evans has a temper. I'll save him for tomorrow.
We have another show tomorrow.
Save him tomorrow, we'll do. I have a couple of hot weather songs. I just looked at the humidity. It said 50%. It can't be right. It seems like it's 99%.
I think,
it's just even muggy. With this temperature, though, I saw when it's like 90 out and only 50% humidity, it feels like 107 or 100. It raises it that much, just 50% humidity.
It's as oppressive as I ever remember it being.
And there's also now something that they use now is the dew point.
Oh, yeah.
And if the dew point is over 60.
Well, whatever the numbers are, they must all be maxed out here because it's miserable. Now, we've done this story before. I dedicate this to all the police officers. And even though it's a joke, okay, so some of them will be the cops a dummy and the others the perpetrator, the person being pulled. They're all jokes, and I'm just doing them to lighten things up, and I hope you police officers enjoy this. The cop pulls a woman over, and he walks up to the car, and he says, ma'am, you were speeding. I mean, you were really speeding. You were doing 27 miles per hour over the limit. I need to see your driver's license. And she said, I don't have a driver's license. He said, I need to see a registration. She says, well, I don't have a registration. And I know you're going to say insurance card. I don't have that either because it's not my car. So I can't help you with that. And he said, what do you mean it's not your, whose car is it? She says, it belonged to the person I stole it from. I stole this car. He said, you stole the car? And she says, yeah. And you don't know who you stole it from? Says, no, I don't. I just stole the car, and I took it from whoever owned it, and then I killed him. She said, well, he's on the same. He starts backing away from the car. His hand, you know how they reach back for the gun? He goes, so you stole this car, and you murdered the owner? She said, yeah, you can look in the trunk. I cut him up in a bunch of pieces. He's in a plastic bag in the trunk. He draws away. Okay, don't move. And he gets on the radio. and here come, he's just standing back with the gun pointed. He's frozen. Here come several squad cars, including the chief. And chief says, in your radio transmission to dispatch, did we hear you correctly? This lady in the car that you're holding here, stole this car and she murdered the owner? He says, yeah. And according to her, the body parts are in a bag. He cut him. It's in the trunk. He goes, all right, out of the car. Get the woman out of the car. Don't move. Hands on the car. And the chief says, ma'am, I'm going to ask you very carefully to open the trunk of your car. She does. Nothing in there. And she says, are you looking for anything in particular? He says, I need, She says, well, maybe I need to show you my driver's license. And she produces a driver's license. She says, oh, and if you need to see registration, here that is. And she gets it out. And here's my insurance card. She gets that out. And now the chief is confused. She says, is there something wrong here? And he says, well, the officer here that pulled you over, he called in and he according to him, you stole this car. She said, that's ridiculous. Look at the registration. He said you didn't have a driver's license. She says, well, you're looking at my driver's license. He said you murdered the person you stole it from, and the body was in the trunk. She said, the trunk's open. You just looked at it. There's nothing there. And the chief looks confused. She says, let me guess. I'll bet this liar cop probably said something like, oh, I was speeding, too. Again, if I were playing bass, you'd go, let me go home, let me go home and start over. I think I could do it. I just don't know how to find those notes. I do it with my mouth bass. We're going to Southern California because Mike Evans is waiting. He's waiting for us. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I'm having dinner there tonight. If you're there and you know I'm there, say hello. Please say hello. I'd like to meet you if you're in the PM. If you're in the PM, you're my kind of people. Next door is the Smokehouse Restaurant. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. Please welcome, again, Mike Evans.
That's what I'm trying to tell you about it, Tane.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Doing good.
What is going on?
Play a little golf today.
That's good. You should take up golf.
Yeah, I don't play that much, really.
Nah,
three or four times a week.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Pacquiao's question, name the name of the hottie who is a season ticket holder to the New York Ranger Hockey Club, also plays right wing on an amateur hockey team, and she's really good, Margot Robbie.
I don't know who that is.
She was in Wolf of Wall Street, Suicide Squad, others. Jennifer Lawrence, pull a picture up for him. How he can forget her, I have no idea. You know what?
After looking at Melania Trump, I don't need to see a picture of anybody.
Yeah, I hear you. Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. How'd you like her to poke you in the eye with her thumb?
Who?
Megan Fox.
Oh, she's got that weird.
She got that big club thumb.
Club thumb.
How could you even get turned on and want to have sex with her when she pulls up that club thumb in front of you?
I think I could manage.
I don't think so. I don't think I. I'm sorry. You know.
We'll see. No, I'll never see.
Brute can't do that. Mm. TV News, David Hasselhoff. Once Pamela Anderson off the new Baywatch, Hasselhoff says that she's too old. She appeared in Playboy. Some parents won't let their children watch his show. And he, the guy who was drunk out of his mind?
Yeah,
and, well,
on the
staggering
floor.
Staggering around on the ground, eating a hamburger and cussing out his daughter?
Crawling on the floor, cursing his daughter.
Well, there you go, and there you be. The producers say if he feels that strongly about it, then he should quit.
Yeah, I agree.
The replacement for Michael Strahan on Live with Kelly will be either NASCAR Hall of Fame driver Jeff Gordon, political guy Anderson Cooper, or Fred Savage from the Wonder Years.
I go with Fred Savage.
I got to tell you something. I'm just going to get this off my chest because it upsets me. It bothers me. It is ridiculous and it's a slap in the face when news television networks covering terrorist attacks against Americans in Europe or anywhere else, they're telling us about it. They go, we got the video, but we're not going to show it. Hey, if it's that graphic, then you should have a warning that there's kids, you know, get the kids out of the room. But show the damn thing.
Yeah, because
we deserve to know. I thought this was a free country.
And that's the only way we're going to really see how horrible these people are.
Exactly. I'm an adult. I don't need the media to protect me. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
It just really upsets me. We see more graphic things in movies. And by the way, like places like Canada, they show everything. You know, when you're watching the news, you're seeing the news. Yeah. I think it's embarrassing. Of course, CBS, NBC, and ABC are absolutely the worst.
We're not going to ever know what to be afraid of until you show us what to be afraid of.
Sort of like when you and I play tennis.
I don't know how that equates at all. Yeah.
Only comment of the first day of the Republican convention, I thought it was interesting, but I want you to know about five or six contingent of the Black Lives Matter arrived yesterday in Cleveland. Their transportation didn't pick them up, so they started chanting at the airport, "What do we want, dead cops? What do we want them now?"
Screw those people.
Oh,
they are such a racist group, whole Black Lives Matter thing.
The epitome of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Odds and ends, I see this homeless dude. His name is Jose Mendez in New York. Jose has a great, cute little dog, a little Yorkie. Every day he takes him, the Yorkie, to the Trump Tower. They sit in front panhandling. He says he makes about $100 an hour working 12 to 6. Then he goes over to the Central Park and cools off by jumping in the fountain and picking up another $200 and change people have tossed in for wishes.
Well, who is this?
Good for him.
The homeless guy named Jose Mendez, very popular in New York.
Wow. $100 an hour. Oh, that's radio money.
Man.
Yeah, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it's a little more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Date in history. This is actually the date in 1776 the Declaration of Independence was officially approved and signed by all 13 colonies. On this date, July 19, 1989, I remember this. United Airlines DC-10 from Denver to Chicago crashes, 111 died. I remember because the plane started cartwheeling. Remember that?
Yes, yes. They shot the video through a fence.
Yeah, through a fence, exactly, at O'Hare.
Chain link fence, yeah.
And finally.
Oh, I knew he hit it. I'm sitting here thinking, boy, I hope he knows what time it is. And the pro that he is, he did.
Professional.
Yeah.
Name the name of the hottie who has the season tickets for the Rangers, also plays right wing, and she can check, and she can hit, and she has a great slap shot. Is it Margot Robbie, Jennifer Lawrence, Kristen Stewart, Megan Fox?
Oh, man, I'll go Kristen Stewart.
Robbie.
Megan Fox.
It is definitely Margot Robbie from Canada. And if you don't know who she is, check her out. She is one hot pocket. Yeah. I'm Mark Evans from here in California. Enjoying the warm weather, taking care of our business, and watching the Republican convention. Have a little glass of wine, maybe two glasses of wine, maybe three glasses of wine.
Well, I sure wish we had time to ask what you're doing, but we don't. Yeah. What the heck was that? I'll tell you what it was. Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Guns, on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and the Smokehouse Market, which is next door. American Equity Mortgage has been with us longer than we have been here at this radio station. We've been here 19 years. They've been part of this show for 24 and a half years. You want to keep that going? We do. Here's how you do it. You give them a shot at your mortgage business and a shot at your loan that you need for something that's come up that you don't have the money for. If you're a homeowner, boy, are you at an advantage here, especially with these rates as low as they have been for a long, long time and still are. Take advantage of that. If you don't know how it works, they do. They've been doing this for a long time, and they'll explain it in terms you can understand, and it makes all the sense in the world. You know what doesn't make sense? Making minimum credit card payments every month. If you do that and you're a homeowner, we don't call our audience stupid, but is. I don't know what else to say. It's you're throwing money away. You don't have to do that. They'll show you how it works. It's called debt consolidation. Borrowing money for something that you need, it's a home equity loan. And one of the great things about being a homeowner is that you're able to do that. American Equity Mortgage, please don't confuse them with anybody else because they're not anybody else. They're the ones all the other people want to be. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquityMortgage.com. Many of you will see a police officer before we come together again tomorrow. Please tell them thanks for what they do. Have a great Tuesday evening. Get well, Colin.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.